Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and among the run-of-mill proclamations, consent calendar items, and a relatively light agenda, you will find some serious business. The Board will approve a grant application from the Sheriff's Office requesting funds for a new two-story Community Corrections Reentry Resource Center. The 23,000-square-foot facility would house the Sheriff's SWAP program and the inmates who are part of that program, Space for Health and Human Services, Mental Health, Probation, and Housing Pods. The new building would be connected to the existing courthouse by a corridor, and the grant proposal is part of Senate Bill 863, which will allocate money to local jurisdictions to upgrade jail and justice facilities in the wake of Assembly Bill 109, the Realignment Act. The supervisors are also expected to approve an agreement between the County Department of Public Works and a transportation consultant to prepare the Greater Eureka Area Traffic Fee Study. The county has authorized up to $130,000 for the study. The traffic study fee is part of the county's infrastructure maintenance program, and once an agreement is in place, public hearings will be held to determine the areas that will be impacted by any traffic fees. The supervisors will also affirm the existence of a local health emergency caused by poor air quality due to local wildfires. On Friday, the County Department of Health declared the local emergency that is affecting residents in the eastern part of the county. The Sheriff's Office has released a photo of a man who is considered a person of interest connected with an arson fire and a burglary at two Willow Creek businesses in the early morning hours on August 17th. The River Song Natural Foods and the Golden Ratio were both burglarized and items were taken from both businesses, and then a fire was started by the burglars. Willow Creek volunteer firefighters were assisted in fighting the blaze by Bay Area firefighters who were staying at Camp Kitmu as part of the wildland firefighting operations. Once the fire was extinguished, the investigation determined that the cause was arson. The Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating the male subject in the released photo. Anyone with information about the suspect or the incident is asked to contact authorities. The Sheriff's Office is investigating a shooting incident that sent a man to the hospital with what was initially reported as an accidental self-inflicted gunshot wound to the abdomen on Sunday morning. Deputies contacted the 43-year-old man at the hospital, and he was uncooperative and refused to answer any questions before he went into surgery. The shooting happened at a residence on Davenport Lane in Fieldbrook, and deputies and medical staff who had responded to the scene searched the area for the small-caliber handgun that had caused the wound, but they were unable to locate a firearm. The investigation into how the shooting occurred is ongoing. The Fortuna Police Department is the coordinating agency for the County DUI Task Force, and through the Labor Day holiday weekend, local law enforcement and the CHP will focus on dangerous and impaired drivers. Over the weekend, 13 drivers were arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence in Humboldt County, one fewer than for the same time period last year. Police across the county will conduct saturation patrols over the next 2 weeks in an end-of-summer anti-DUI campaign. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Wildfires continue to impact communities across the region from Del Norte County down into Trinity County, down into southern Humboldt County. On Friday, the County Department of Health and Human Services declared a local emergency due to the impact smoke from wildfires is having on communities in all three counties. Conditions have not improved much over the past few days, and unhealthy air alerts have been issued for residents in and around Wichpeck, Orleans, Hoopa, and Willow Creek in Humboldt County, Gasky in Del Norte, and Burnt Ranch, Hay Fork, Higham Palm, and Mad River in Trinity. Cleaner air centers have been set up in Trinity County to assist residents in Hay Fork, Mad River, and Higham Palm. The cause of the poor air quality in the inland areas are the fires that continue to burn on federal lands in the region. More than 140,000 acres have burned, and more than 3,200 personnel are assigned to a series of five fire complexes. The river complex that has forced the evacuations in Trinity County has burned more than 53,000 acres and stands at 25% containment. Mandatory evacuation orders for some residents remain in effect. The Mad River complex has burned more than 32,000 acres and is at 70% containment, while the Root complex of fires has scorched more than 34,000 acres and is at 40% containment. And overall, there are 43 fire crews assigned to the blazes, along with more than 220 engine companies and 20 helicopters. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.